Sheffield Just Eat couriers escalate dispute as action spreads. Alistair Tice, Sheffield Socialist Party. In the week before Christmas, Just Eat delivery couriers in Sheffield, employed by Steward Delivery, extended their targeted strike action to hit 4 Greggs shops. This is in addition to the 6 McDonald's outlets affected since the 6th of December. The couriers, with around 100 now organized in Sheffield in the IWGB union, are striking against Stewart's cut in the base rate of pay from £4.50 a delivery to £3.40. The 18 days of strike action, estimated to have cost Stewart and McDonald's around £250,000 so far, is the longest continuous food delivery app strike in UK history. These self-employed workers, whose employer is an app, get no basic pay, no sick pay, and no holiday pay. They are fighting this pay cut by demanding a pay rise, paid waiting times after 10 minutes and recognition of the IWGB. Their action has inspired trade unionists and students in Sheffield to support their pickets, and £13,500 has been donated to the strike fund. Before Christmas, the strike spread to Chesterfield, Huddersfield, Sunderland, Blackpool, and Liverpool. International messages of support have come from South Korea, Australia, Italy, France, Austria and the USA. Stewart, a subsidiary of the multinational DPD Group, is clearly rattled by the action. Before Christmas, it sent every Just Eat courier in the country an insulting email implying that the drivers couldn't count. And in the first week of the new year, Stewart organized an invite-only couriers focus group at a secret location in Sheffield. It turned out that the secret location, which was tipped off by one of the invited drivers, was so secret that even the hotel manager didn't know about it, nor the 2 security guards Stewart employed. Consequently, the secret meeting was cancelled, and the Stewart manager reportedly escaped through a back door. Another Stewart PR disaster. After this successful protest, the couriers will resume targeted strike action. All trade unionists and socialists should support this important struggle, and try to spread it to your city or town, by contacting couriers picking up deliveries from any major fast food outlets, and organizing meetings and protests. As a small independent union, the IWGB has no strike fund, so is appealing for trade union donations to sustain and spread the strike action. You can donate by Baxter. Account name, couriers, and logistics branch sort code. The 23rd of May 1980 account number. 17,001,094.